Hey there, everyone. This is Coach Kelly. Welcome to episode 193 of Let's Be Honest Before We Start Pretending, the podcast where we are taking the lead in our lives together. I am super excited because today we are wrapping up intention, what I like to call a superpower that is available to each one of us all the time. The first episode this month, we talked about we are magical beings. We talked about intention being a superpower. We also talked about the four components of intention and how you utilize those to get very, very clear about what your intention is. So that means I'm getting all these swirling thoughts in my head so incredibly clear that I'm ready to rock. And the second episode, which was a couple weeks ago, was called Just Do It. And we talked about how is it that oftentimes we don't just do it, like Nike says, right? We're really clear. We know what we want. We know why we want it. We know where our attention has got to be focused on and our commitment. We're clear. This is going to show up in action. It's going to show up over time. And yet we still don't do it. We still don't go for it. Okay. So we talked about one component of the intention gap. There is an intention gap from your thoughts to just doing it. And what we talked about and what we focused on is a little something called instant gratification. And we also talked about a tool called reframing that can absolutely help you move past instant gratification and really focus on that transformation, bring that transformation that you want in your life closer to you. The change, right? The change that you want. Change, transformation, something different, changing your relationship from what is now to something different that you want. Call it whatever you want, but we get to. So that's what we covered over the last two episodes. And today we're gonna talk about results. And here's why. Results don't lie. They just don't lie. Results are our results, are our results, are our results. I remember when I trained as a coach, one of the presuppositions that we learned as a coach, and a presupposition is something that we presuppose to be true, right? It's not an assumption. It is something that we are presupposing to be true so that we can take that on as a belief that can enhance working and moving forward. Okay. It can enhance. It's an enhancing belief. So the presupposition went like this: based on results, I have what I intended. Okay. Based on results, I have what I intend or intended. Okay. Based on results, I have what I intend. Well, how to do that really blew my mind because it had me start looking. Whoa, right? Because how many times do we say in life, it wasn't what I intended? And then we leave it at that. We do it all the time in communication. That's not what I intended. Somebody challenges us on something that we said, and we think about it and we hear it from the way that they've interpreted it, the way that it landed for them. And we're like, whoa, 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 that's not what I intend. Really what it means is it's not what you planned for. Okay. It's not what you planned for. And it's a direct clue that your intention wasn't, you weren't clear. I wasn't clear on my intention. Okay. Because based on results, I have what I intend. Now, many will challenge me on this. They'll be like, what are you talking about? I'm cool with that. I'm okay with that. You know, I have that little thing that you can click on. It's in the show notes where you can leave me a message, ask me questions. I would be happy to support you in this because for me in my life, this was a game changer. And for many people that I work with, this is a game changer. Okay. So the thing that you want to think about is, again, when we are taking the lead in our life, when we are really in ownership for our life, this becomes such a powerful presupposition. Based on results, I have what I intend. It does not mean that I like it. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I love it. I'm like, wow, that really landed. Sometimes I'm like, poof, I've got some more work I get to do. Notice my reframing right there. We talked about that on last week's episode. Notice my reframing right there. I have more work that I get to do versus I have to do more work. Okay. I get to do this. I get to study some more. I get to really dig in and figure this out for me. I mean, that is where the magic happens. I promise you. Okay. So many times I will challenge people when they say it's not what I intended. And I won't challenge them by like making them wrong, because what good is that going to do? It's not about that. It's not about making ourselves wrong or making somebody else wrong. I'll say, let's take a look. Let's look at your intention. Tell me what it is you wanted. Tell me why you wanted that, why it was important. Now, tell me, where was your attention focused? Attention, not intention. Where was your attention focused? Do you remember what you might have been thinking at the time? I will tell you, almost always, that's where people go, boo, right? Their mind is blown many, many times, because there are some self-limiting beliefs that are running them, right? Remember, I say a belief is nothing more than a feeling of certainty. A belief is nothing more than a feeling of certainty. I feel certain about something. Okay. I feel certain. So let's take the example we've been using. If it's weight loss and you're moving and grooving toward it, but you don't believe it can happen, it's not going to happen. We are that powerful. It's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that you might not believe it yet, and you're working toward it, but you got to check, what were you focused on in that moment? Okay. Or in conversation, when the result comes back and you were like, whoa, I didn't intend that. Challenge yourself to say, I actually didn't plan for that. I didn't plan for that. And then you can look and you can see, what was it that I wanted to happen in that conversation? Why did I want that to happen? Why was it important? And where was my attention focused? Attention. I know sometimes when I say attention and intention, they sound the same. Where was my attention focused? Was I worried about something? Did I think they weren't going to get it? Like, I mean, I could go on and on. And in the workshop that we're going to do in June, we're going to dive deeper into this. So I really highly encourage you to go to the show notes, click on that, read more about it, because we're going to go deeper. Okay, we are going to go deeper on that. So back to what I was saying, that is usually the place that people go, oh my goodness, I can see something that could have shifted. Or sometimes it's even sooner in, I thought I really knew what I wanted, but perhaps that wasn't it yet. Okay. And sometimes it's looking in the commitment part. I wasn't ready to go for it. Like the instant gratification that I talked about on last episode, that just was ruling my school. That was really overtaking me. So I get to do a little bit more work on that. Okay. Our results don't lie. They are a direct clue into what is happening in our life. Okay. Let's go to the good old scale. For those of you who take on weight loss, right? You get on the scale, the number is revealed. Okay. The number's revealed. I mean, we could be mad at the scale. We could be mad at ourselves. We could be mad at whatever we want, but it's not going to change it. We're not going to argue the number on the scale. It is what it is. We might be curious about it. We might be like, ooh, that's, oh, what? Are we sure? Like, what the heck? I was doing so good. Okay. That's the point that we get to stop and go, let me take a look. Here's the number. Let me look and see, like, really take a good look at what that week prior to or month prior to. I'm a big fan of weighing once a month, by the way, but that's a whole other episode. Some people do it daily, some do it weekly. Daily drives me nuts because our weight fluctuates so much and there's so much that goes into it. Okay. And I'm not a doctor. So you want to stop and you want to go, okay, there it is. There it is. Let me take a look and see what I can see. What were the changes, right? And oftentimes, what I will hear is, but I've been doing everything the way I'm supposed to. Okay, let's look. Let's look. Let's see what your practices are. Let's see what you're trying on, what's working, what's not working. Okay, you can have that in weight loss. You can have that in business growth. You can have that in relationships. I'm telling you, this works. Our results don't lie. So we can get mad at the result, or we could be like, woohoo, with the result, whichever way it lands, right? But both cases, you want to look. And there are a few questions that I think are really, really important. And they don't sound like this. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? What did I do good? What did I do bad? Because those are judgments. Okay, those are judgments. Where I really encourage you to look is what worked. What did I notice worked? Let me stop. Let me look at this prior week and let me look and see what works such that I got this result. Okay, let me take a deep dive and look. Let me write it down because this can become a strategy moving forward. Okay, this can become a strategy moving forward. And let me also look at what didn't work. I'll tell you what worked is the funner one, right? Especially when we're getting the results we want. But human beings like to go fast, don't they? So we don't stop and really study ourselves to see what is working, what is not working. And those two areas in our life are going to be the biggest game changers for us. They really, really will. They will help you leverage and create more of the results you want. So I talked about how do you master being intentional? How you master intention and have it be a superpower for you is all of the things we've talked about. One, you have to get very clear on the four components, which I gave you. Two, you've got to look at that intention gap and figure out what's happening most of the time, much of the time. And again, in the workshop, we'll go deeper into some other things too. Instant gratification, it might not be aligned with my values. I mean, I will go on and on the workshop about this to give you even more, but we talked about instant gratification because it literally is the number one thing I hear all the time. We talked about a tool, how you can reframe it. And then finally, number three, we've got to look at our results, all of them, okay? The ones that we love or like, and the ones that we despise or dislike, okay? All of them, because that is where you can leverage. That's where you can let go and leverage, two L's that are very, very powerful. So the people that I know that are very intentional in their life and they utilize intention with everything that they do and they've mastered it, so it honestly doesn't take them a lot of time, is because they're willing to practice. They're willing to practice. They're willing to study themselves. They're willing to see the changes and they create more possibility in their life. This is what's available to you. So you want to look at, here's my results. Results don't lie. Okay. We do not argue the number on the scale. We just don't. We don't. It is what it is. We might argue with it, but let's be honest before we start pretending. There it is. There's the number. So we can look and we can go back and track. We can go back and measure. Going forward means I'm tracking along the way so that I can measure it when I get the result. And I encourage you to do this when it's hitting the number that you want and when it's not hitting the number that you want, both places. The people that have mastered intention are willing to look at the results that they're not getting. They're willing to, not from a place of being hard on themselves, not from a place of being wrong, but what can I learn? And then those that are also mastering intention and really having this be a superpower, they slow down, they pause, and they look at the results that they are getting so that they can leverage them and have them become disciplines and strategies and tools that work for them in their life. That's what's available. Okay. So I've got my result. I'm going to look what worked, what didn't work. I am going to review my choices. What were the choices that I've made? And then did they work? Did they not work? Okay. What are the choices I'm going to make moving forward? What am I going to shift so that I create more working, right? That's an ownership tool. That's an ownership. Let me own the choices that I'm making and or have made, okay? Because those are also giving you clues. And then you really do want to go for it and redeclare and keep going so that you don't give up. Because again, remember on last week's episode, I talked about got to be willing to be in the long game. For those things that are really important to us in our life, it's sometimes a long game. And it doesn't matter how long the game is. You got to stay in the game. Stay in the game and be willing to practice. How does a performer master their craft? How does an athlete master their sport? They practice. They track. They measure. They look at what worked. They look at what doesn't work. They shift. They pivot. They move on. Okay. They move on. They challenge themselves. They make mistakes. They learn from their mistakes. They keep going. That's how you master. The same is true for intention. So remember, you have a choice to lead your life or follow your circumstances. And who emerges from taking the lead in their lives? Well, they are intentional and they have more fulfillment. They have more joy. They have more of what is working in their life, work and play. It is not always going to look the way we think it's supposed to. That's life, okay? But more always gets revealed as we move forward. So remember, let go of doubt, let go of worry, and live fully the best versions of yourselves. And one of the ways you're going to do that is by mastering intention. It works. So thank you so much for listening today. Tell me what you think. Let me know what's percolating for you. Let's stay connected. Follow me on Instagram at Kelly Mobeck. Visit my website, kellyjmobeck.com. Facebook, you can join my private free Uplift Her circle. We can dive deeper into these topics. Remember, go to the show notes because that workshop is coming up in June and I'm going to dive in even deeper on this topic. Also, I want to share with you, it's happening. May is almost upon us. And with May comes season 4 of Let's Be Honest Before We Start Pretending. And we're shifting it up a little bit. We're still being honest. We're not pretending. We are taking the lead in our lives. I am super excited about this new season that is coming. We're starting. I've got some amazing guests that are lined up that are going to come onto the podcast, help you take the lead in your life. It is going to be amazing. So make sure that you have subscribed so that you're getting those episodes locked and loaded into your library, and we will continue taking the lead in our life together. Thank you so much again for listening today. Have a great week ahead. Finish off April strong in the way that you want to. And if it's not shaping up the way you want it to, you know what? Create a shift and create a fantastic one. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.